SRN News, I'm John Scott. A plane with 62 people aboard has crashed into a residential area of a city in Brazil's Sao Paulo state. Not immediately clear how many people were injured or killed. There's no word on what caused the accident. Video footage on Global News showed the plane drifting downward vertically, spiraling as it fell. Former President Trump bashing Vice President Harris for avoiding the news media. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
In his first public appearance since the unveiling of the Harris-Walls Democratic ticket, Trump took questions from reporters for about an hour, something he said the vice president is unwilling to do.
She's not doing any news conference. You know why she's not doing it? Because she can't do a news conference. She doesn't know how to do a news conference. She's not smart enough to do a news conference.
Not long after Trump's news conference, Harris answered a few questions from reporters before boarding a plane in Michigan, and she said she hopes to schedule a major interview before the end of the month. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, the vice president and former president have agreed to a September 10th debate on ABC. Also at SRNNews.com, the nation's death rate fell last year.
Federal health data find nearly 3.1 million Americans died in 2023. That's about 200,000 fewer than the year before. And health officials say it has to do with the easing COVID pandemic. Coronavirus deaths in 2021 spiked the number up to 3.4 million. But as the pandemic ebbed, so did patient deaths. Leading causes of death are heart disease, cancer, and injuries that include gunshots. I'm Jackie Quinn.
On Wall Street, stocks are slightly higher. The Dow up 26 points, the NASDAQ adding 90. This is SRN News. The governor of Minnesota embraces transgenderism.
That's not all that surprising, given the fact that Tim Walz is a Democrat. But it matters more now that he's Kamala Harris's vice presidential running mate and could one day be one step away from the White House. During his time as governor, Walz raised a lot of eyebrows when he signed a law requiring that feminine hygiene products be made available in the male bathrooms at all public schools and universities in Minnesota. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
August 2024 marks the 10-year anniversary of ISIS takeover of Iraq, during which thousands of Christians and other people from non-Muslim communities were killed in the city of Mosul and the surrounding areas. Iraq's Assyrian Christians, who belong to a native Mesopotamian community consisting of early converts to Eastern Orthodoxy, suffered greatly. The exact death toll may never be known. This is SRN News. Correspondent Norman Hall reports 15 states have sued to block President Biden's effort to help some immigrants brought into the U.S. illegally get health coverage.
15 states with Republican attorneys general have filed a federal lawsuit against the Biden administration over a rule that is expected to allow 100,000 immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children to enroll next year in the federal Affordable Care Act's health insurance. The states are seeking to block the rule taking effect November 1st and providing people known as Dreamers access to tax breaks when they sign up for coverage. Opponents say the rule violates the ACA and would encourage more immigrants to come to the U.S. illegally. Advocates say Dreamers had little to no choice in coming to the U.S. and years later are fully integrated into their communities. I'm Norman Hall.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.